Hello, listeners, and welcome once again to Oxcast. It's your weekly dose of hilarious description of all the wonderful events you can go to in and around Oxford this week.
I am going to tell you where you can get free tequila, free popcorn, and free cinema, and those are separate events.
That is fantastic. I've got my week penciled in. I'm going to be talking about a musical about a dictator, some hilariously awful poetry, and how to celebrate Burns Night. And the last two are also separate events. Let's crack straight on with it. Anais, what have you got for us for Wednesday the 22nd today?
Well, last night at the Oxford Playhouse opened Filter Theatre's 12th Night, which is rock and roll Shakespeare.
Oh, is this how you get the kids interested? Is this it?
I don't think it's for the kids, no, I think it's for everyone. It's fast-paced theatre, it's drastically cut. So you can kind of see it as Shakespeare's best bits from 12th Night, and it's in a modern-day context, which is kind of part theatre, part gig. There's lots of rock music.
Wow.
And the free tequila comes in because two members of the audience get some free tequila. They go on stage.
Oh, I see. They pull you in on a lottery basis.
An incentive for audience interaction.
Personally, I always take a hip flask of cheap rum along to every dramatic event.
So it's clearly a very subversive piece. So purists might want to be slightly cautious, as this is definitely radical Shakespeare. Our reviewer went along last night and they said it was a bewildering, beguiling, high-speed assault on the senses. And that the show is genuinely doing something new with the old bard.
Love it, sounds fantastic.
It's kind of like what every person who does their own take on Shakespeare wants to hear, and you're hearing it.
Well, you have to be really bold, don't you? Because everything has been done with Shakespeare.
So 12th Night is on until Saturday. Mm-hmm. Go and see it. It's a completely unique take on Shakespeare, and you won't get another 12th Night like this coming around anytime soon.
I've got some theatre as well. It's a bit of classic musical theatre, starting from tonight at the New Theatre in Oxford. And it's going to be A Night of a Thousand Stars. It's going to be something that you will be disappointed, but you shouldn't cry for me, Argentina. It is Evita. It is another crushing wheel from the musical juggernaut that is Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Yeah, this is very famous, of course, famously played by Madonna.
The film?
Yeah, well, everyone knows the songs. If you want to go along, if you want to sing along, this is from the West End. It has been a smash hit, of course, for many, many
Marty
years.
Marty Pello, he's the kind of big name.
Yes, exactly.
Very popular in his role.
Yeah, kind of brooding, powerful figure. It's incredible, larger-than-life, true story of Eva Perón, wife of the Argentinian dictator, and that's on until Saturday.
Also on tonight, at 7:30pm, there is a free screening put on at Wilson College by the Foundation for Law and Justice Society.
Well, no, but it's a good film, isn't it? It's not a sort of infomercial. It's a really, really great film.
They are doing a free screening of The Lives of Others, and if this title sounds familiar, it's because it is in fact the Oscar-winning film from 2006. It's a German political thriller, and it's set in 1980s East Berlin and explores state control through the eyes of a Stasi officer.
I think this was voted at some point recently by a bunch of critics, one of the best films of the last decade.
Yes, I mean, it won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film, but also in Germany it won loads of the German film prizes. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's clearly so, so worth seeing. And it's free. And this screening is being preceded by a talk which is going to introduce its themes. So that's at Wilson College tonight from 7:30pm.
Sounds fantastic. I've got something for tomorrow night. It's if these events sound a bit too good to you, if you really want to see something kind of a bit dreadful.
If you want some Schadenfreude in your life.
Exactly. There is a thing called an anti-slam, an anti-poetry, or poetry anti-slam, on Thursday night. It promises to give you Oxfordshire's best poets at their worst. Now, a poetry slam, you may or may not have been to one. Basically, poets get up, perform their best, kind of most powerful, most entertaining pieces, and then judges vote on them, and the winner is crowned, and sort of everyone cheers. Basically, this is that, but kind of in reverse. So basically, you're going to have a series of dreadful, but entertaining poems, and they're going to kind of be ridiculous, soppy, sappy. This is inspired by anti-Valentine's. So if you hate Valentine's Day,
so the content, it's all going to be kind of ironic and making fun of bad poetry, but being performed by excellent poets.
Exactly, yes. It's
very confusing setup of good and bad.
I know. They promise that with poetry this bad, it's got to be good. If you'd like to see an evening of hilariously awful love poetry, maybe get some inspiration for wooing your beloved, a bunch of rotten rhymes, lacklustre lyrics, the worst verse, you can head along. It's going to be judged by local poetry supremos Steve Larkin, Lucy Ayrton, and Paula Varjak, and they're going to be condemning the most dreadful poem to first place.
Brilliant.
So that's on Thursday at 7:30 and it's on in the old fire station.
Also on Thursday is a show at the Northwell Arts Centre. In response to the 2011 riots, Bernadette Russell decided from August 18th that she would do something kind for a stranger every day for a year. And she kept a diary of her acts of kindness and documented them in her blog and on social media. And now that year is up, but she still continues to be kind to people, and she's also developed that year experience into a show called 366 Days of Kindness, and that's on at the Northwell Arts Centre at 8 p.m. on Thursday. So the show itself is a sort of documentary of the experience and of life, and it will feature stand-up and storytelling and presentations of the media for kind of films and pictures and items that tell her story and her experience. And it's quite charming, but it's quite low-key. It's kind of fringe theatre.
Lovely little quirky, yeah, very friendly. Quirky, yeah.
Very sweet. And why do you think it's called 366 Days of Kindness?
Because she did something nice on the last day as
well. No, because 2012 was a leap year. So she got an extra day in.
An extra day.
And like I said, she still does act kind. So basically, you go to see the show and you can discover if it is possible to change the world by kindness. And Bernadette will tell that story.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, in that kind of lovely spiritual, or slightly spiritual, sort of, you know, charming atmosphere, I've got something for Friday. It's a talk by the former Archbishop of Canterbury. You can't get much more kind of lovely than that, can you?
Jet set in Oxford.
Exactly, yeah. Rowan Williams was, of course, the Archbishop who made headlines because he said things like he watched The Simpsons, he was the cool Archbishop. He's retired now. He's the Master of Magdalen College, Cambridge. But he's in Oxford. We pronounce it this way here. He's going to be giving a talk called Faith, Force and Authority. Does Religious Belief Change Our Understanding of How Power Works in Society? Catchy title, Rowan. You should have come to us for some marketing advice.
You get all the content, though.
You do, yeah.
That basically is the lecture. That you just go for the sentence and you're done. Yeah, they are done.
He just reads out the title. Anyway, Dr. Williams was, of course, an academic at both Oxford and Cambridge before he became Archbishop, and no doubt that experience has given him a huge amount of information and perspective. He's going to be talking at the Maths Institute in the Radcliffe Observatory Quarter on Friday from 2 to 3:30, and that is actually free. So if you want to get some knowledge from the former highest board, as I believe his technical title was, in the Church of England, go along.
What if on Friday I want something a little bit lighter, if I don't really want to engage with anything spiritual at all?
Ah, the lowest common denominator, yes.
That's me.
Thanks. Well, actually, I've got something for you in the evening as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked. Don't get me, don't ask.
That's a good motto to live by. You can go along to the Ultimate Picture Palace. Frankly, my favourite cinema in Oxford. I know we shouldn't pick sides, but I don't know. They're just so fun. They're so quirky. And they're doing a really great showing on Friday night. It's Anchorman. Not just Anchorman 2, though, which you may or may not have seen. Really rather funny. But they're doing a double bill. Anchorman 1, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Anchorman 2. It's going to be starting at 8:30 and going all the way till midnight. So you can sit through hour after hour of moustache, of ridiculous cameos, of terrible 80s references, you know, by great Odin's Raven, all that sort of stuff. There will also be a moustache competition.
I love the way they always do fancy dress or silly competitions. It gives you a theme to go with when you go to the cinema.
Exactly. So go along, maybe win something, and if you don't, just enjoy the films.
You can find out more about all the events we've spoken about so far, and lots of other events happening in and around Oxford on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
We also have lots of other stuff. If you can't be bothered with events because you're looking for a new room, looking for a new job, maybe you want to sell some stuff you've got lying around, or maybe take up a class or activity, it's all there, dailyinfo.co.uk.
So on to the weekend now. There's a lovely free gig at the Port Mahon this Friday. Independent record label and art collective Bear on a Bicycle are presenting a musician who's recently signed with them called After the Thought. After the Thought is, in fact, solely Matt Chapman-Jones and his laptop. And he's released an EP this month called I Am No Different. So he makes electronic music, and it's quite soothing. It's very listenable. Some bits are kind of a little bit eerier, and they've been describing it as ambient techno.
It's quite cool. So it's on at the Port Mahon, and it's free, you said?
It's free. So he's doing a live set, and then there are DJs, Man of Science, Man of Faith, who are then going to want to do a DJ set. This is the event where there's free popcorn.
Hey!
So if some electronic synth music isn't enough to lure you in, Then at 8:30 p.m. on Friday at the Portmahon, there'll also be free popcorn.
Sounds amazing. It's better than free. They give you stuff. It's like a negative price. That sounds fantastic. I'm going to talk about some stuff to do on the weekend. We've got Burns Night, of course, on Saturday the 25th of January. Thank you, yes. We'll be having none of that. It's the birthday of Robert Burns, or as I like to call him, Rabbi Burns. He's Scotland's most beloved poet, or I might say, most beloved poet. Was that Scottish?
That was nice.
Thank you. Now, it's traditional to celebrate Burns Night with whiskey, haggis, and if the company feels strong enough, some of Burns' poetry. And there is a special celebration on Saturday. You can go along to the Royal Oak Pub, where there is a Burns Night performance organised by the Oxford Playhouse. So this is going to be a whole sort of session packed full of Burns' verse, music, and some songs, with a traditional salute to the haggis, great chieftain of the pudding race.
Beautiful.
Thank you. There's going to be a haggis lunch or dinner, which is included in the price, which is £21, which is a bargain, if I say so myself. And this is by Live Cannon. Now, these are the same guys who organised the fantastic Oxford Poetry Walk that we could not shut up about last year, because it was just brilliant. And they're going to do a similar thing, a nice curation, well-performed, of Burns' verse. It's either 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. in the Royal Oak on Woodstock Road. Lovely pub, lovely event. Lovely, lovely day. Why
lovely.
Wouldn't you?
Lovely. That was Northern.
I'm not even sure what that was. Outside of Oxford, you can go along on Burns Night to Insham Hall, where they're holding a Burns Night dinner with music, an address to the haggis, and a wee dram. And I'm going to stop before my accent infests the rest of this podcast.
But do also check at any of your local watering holes, because lots of pubs that do food and might do some small events might also be doing some Burns Night activities. If you want to hear some poetry, then do check your local area.
Yeah.
So there's a really interesting event happening at the Jacqueline Dupré Music Room on Friday and Saturday called Mash Opera. Mm. Not your usual title for something happening in the Jacqueline Dupré, but Mash Opera is an evening of experimental opera, which is going to combine James Joyce's comic prose Finnegan's Wake with composer John Cage's music. And Finnegan's Wake was in fact one of Cage's favourite books, and he used the text quite a bit in his works.
It's like the most bizarre mashup you can possibly imagine. Like, you know, James Joyce, modernist writer extraordinaire, meets John Cage, like, kind of surreal composer. It's insane.
It's brilliant. So the musicians will be following Cage's music theatre piece called Roratorio, which is not actually a musical score, but a set of instructions of how to adapt a book when playing classical music. So it's going to be really immediate. I think it's going to be quite tantalising, kind of risky for classical music. And whether or not you're a Joyce fan or a classical connoisseur, it's definitely going to make for a very interesting experimental evening, and tickets are only £5 on the door.
Yeah, I mean, you won't see anything like this probably anywhere in the world, actually, I'm guessing. This is probably the only place where you can see such a crazy mashup opera.
Beautiful.
Sounds brilliant. Well, I've got something a bit more sombre for the beginning of next week. The 27th of January, which is Monday, is Holocaust Memorial Day, or Yom HaShoah, and it's the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz concentration camp in 1945. Sorry to bring the mood down there. Yeah. But there are, since 2001, this has been commemorated in Britain. We've got sort of events happening all around the country to remember the Holocaust and other crimes against humanity, and basically, you know, reflect and that sort of thing. And there are two opportunities for interesting things to do in Oxford on Monday. So the first is a Memorial Day service that's going to happen in Exeter College Chapel. Obviously, it's a Christian chapel, but this is going to be a kind of simple, stripped-down service of candlelight and, I believe, some Jewish music to remember those killed in the Holocaust. And then there's also going to be a really interesting walk around Oxford, a guided walking tour. This is run by the Museum of Oxford. So basically, they're going to be taking from 5 till 6 on Monday. You can go on a tour of Oxford's medieval Jewish quarter. Did you know Oxford had a medieval Jewish quarter?
Which bit's that?
Well, Oxford actually once had an incredibly thriving Jewish community, which was stretched along basically what's now Merton Street, so like the next to the High Street, because that was just outside the city wall.
Oh.
So that was where it was. And Oxford Botanic Garden is built on what was the old Jewish cemetery. So there we go. Yeah. Anyway, you can go on this fantastic, interesting tour, which will also talk about the contributions of Jewish people to Oxford University and the city in more recent years. And that's run by the Museum of Oxford. It's starting at 5 on Monday.
Thank you. I think that was a solemn but important note to have included.
Exactly.
So as we're in the midst of the Hollywood's awards season for the films, now is a good time to get our critical thinking hats on and analyse these films a little bit more. And luckily, there is a lecture on exactly this.
I like how we started this podcast with Free Tequila and Free Cinema, and now we've gone into James Joyce Opera, Holocaust Memorial, and Critical Thinking Caps On,
critical
children.
Critical Thinking Caps On, to analyse some films a bit more. So there is a lecture at Green Templeton College, which is on Woodstock Road, on Monday from 6pm, where writer and critic Adam Mars-Jones will be leading a talk scrutinising the portrayal of disabled people in films, so particularly those who are in wheelchairs and the blind. And what he's questioning is how the mainstream are presenting these minorities. And the talk will trace the cultural history of the medium and include several excerpts from films with a whole range of different directors, and then question what they're calling the tyranny of the normal. So this talk is part of a series of lectures at Green Templeton College called The Tyranny of Normal, analysing the way that normality is kind of presented through different mediums in the modern day.
After all, there's no such thing as normal, is there? As we all know, as we too well know, I can assure you. I mean, she's weird and I'm not so sure about myself.
So if that sounds interesting to you, then do check on dailyinfo.co.uk for the other lectures that are happening on Mondays throughout January and February. And to hear the lecture about being cinematically challenged, that's 6pm on Monday at Green Templeton College.
That sounds very interesting. Well, I've got some more intellectual stimulation. I hope that you've all got your Oxford gowns and special flat caps on.
They're called thinking caps.
Sorry. Yeah, now that I've been told off, it's a centenary of Oxford poetry. Now, you may not be aware of Oxford poetry, but it is the world's oldest dedicated poetry magazine, and it's approaching 100 years of publication on Tuesday. Previous editors of this magazine have included people like Aldous Huxley and Kingsley Amis, and there's going to be a whole raft of current and former contributors reading selections of their poetry in Blackwell's Bookshop. Very intellectual, highfalutin.
Must
indeed.
Not mix up this event with the anti-slam.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go along thinking it's the best poets reading their worst poetry.
Oh, that was dreadful. Yeah, well done. It's really awful. God, I hated that rhyme. How clunking. Tickets will include the cost of a glass of wine, so hopefully you don't get too stimulated about the whole affair. It's going to be £3 at 7pm, and it's in Blackwell's Bookshop, so if you want a Vinius Verse evening, you should head along.
There's been quite a bit of poetry in this podcast, and luckily we have a poetry competition on our website. So if poetry is your bag, if you're feeling inspired by this podcast, then we
have a
competition for people who are pro-Valentine's and anti-Valentine's Day.
And you can win some amazing prizes.
Yes, we want you to write us a poem telling us your feelings about Valentine's Day. And pro-Valentine's people can win a free massage at the new West Oxford Community Health Hub. Mm-hmm. You can win a romantic tour of Oxford in the evening with Oxon carts.
Very nice.
Or some beautiful raspberry vodka in a heart-shaped bottle from Demijohn.
Oh, well.
If you don't like Valentine's Day and you think it's a waste of time, you can win a evening of wine tasting for two at the Oxford Wine Cafe.
I hate you, but this burgundy is superb.
So that's sort of like a subtle way of, you know, have a few drinks, drown your sorrows. You can also take some friends along to the Exciting Game, which is a sort of mystery game experience which has opened up in Headington.
We should have more on that on a future podcast.
Yes. Or you can win two tickets to go and see on Valentine's Day itself a very anti-Valentine's performance called The Ballad of the Burning Star at the North Wall Art Centre.
Interesting how you segregated those prizes based on whether you perceive them to be romantic or not.
Well, some things you can still do in a pair, so even if you don't like Valentine's Day, you can still take your partner along to the theatre to see something which isn't Valentine's-y.
That's a good point.
So that was my idea. Just because you don't like Valentine's Day doesn't mean you want to do things alone or with friends. You might want to do things with the person who you love but not love only on that day.
Good point. Anyway, if you're interested in any of those prizes, or indeed in having us maybe look at, laugh at, and maybe even read out some of your poetry, go to
dailyinfo.co.uk.
As usual, you can find all of the events in Oxford, not only on this wonderful podcast, but also on
dailyinfo.co.uk.
And of course, if you want jobs, rooms, and to buy and sell items, you can always go to
dailyinfo.co.uk.
Or if you want to follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, just look us up on either of those sites. Our name is
Daily Info Oxford.
And that's all we've got time for this week. We will, of course, be back next week with another wonderful podcast full of Oxford events. It won't be me on there, though.
Alwyn is leaving us.
Afraid so. I'm off to work in London for the National Army Museum. But, you know, look out for me there if you're interested in the Battle of Waterloo. There's some exciting things coming in 2015. But for now, can I just say thanks for listening and check back in next week for more from Anna Ease.